Israel, v'yikhu eilecha, and they should take to you shemen zayis, olive oil, zoch, clear, kosis lamor, pressed for lighting up, lahalis ner tamid, to give off, to emanate a light forever. So there's two things need to be explained over here. V'ato titzaveh es b'nei Yisrael. What does it mean, v'ato titzaveh es b'nei Yisrael? And you will command the b'nei Yisrael. Usually we find the law from tzaveh es b'nei Yisrael. Why over here does it say v'ato titzaveh es b'nei Yisrael? Secondly, v'yikhu eilecha, they should take to you. Why bring it to Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't the one that used the oil for the menorah to light the candles. So why does it say v'yikhu eilecha? So two horrors over here. Number one, v'atah titzaveh. What's the word v'atah? And you should have just said tzaveh b'nei Yisrael, like it does in other places. And second of all, what's the v'yikhu eilecha they should take to you? Why take it to Moshe Rabbeinu? You bring it to the Beis Hamikdash and they'll light it. What's it got to do with Moshe Rabbeinu? There's another horror over here. We know v'yikhu eilecha shemen zayis zoch kosis lamor, clear oil pressed for lighting. Rashi brings down, we know the Chazal brings down, that the special oil that was used for menorah was only for the menorah, not for the carbon mincha. The oil that was used for the menorah was from the olives that were at the top of the tree, that were well ripened, and it was very easy for a drop to come out. So they gave a little press, the first drop came out, that was used for the menorah. The rest of the olive they used to grind up for the menachas. The rest of the olive used to have sediment in it, psoilus in it. But for the menorah, you weren't allowed to have the psoilus, you weren't allowed to have any sediment whatsoever. It had to be pure oil. Chazal darsh. Shemen zayis zoch kosis lamor. Darshan chazal kosis lamor. It has to be clearly pressed for the menorah. Veloy kosis lamenachis. But for the carbon mincha, you didn't need that special oil. What is so special about the menorah that we needed this special oil? So the Chofetz Chaim explains that the tachlis of shemen zayis zoch, we know that the menorah represents the Oir HaTorah, the light of Torah. And lahalei sner tamid means that the menorah, the Torah, has to light up for us the way for generations and generations, forever and forever. The Torah is being made to us over here. That for the Torah to light up the way for generations, it's got to be pure Oir. It's got to be pure light. It has to be Torah without any personal negiyos, without any personal interest. It has to be Torah without being influenced by the surroundings, without being influenced by the modern times. The Torah has to be pure and simple without any additives. And the oil that represents the lahalei sner tamid, if you want that Torah to survive forever, it cannot be influenced, whether it's in America, can't be influenced by the American society and the taste that it injects into the Torah. It can't be influenced by Russian society, by Polish society, by Roman society. That's the pshat shemen zayis zoch. It's got to be clear oil, without any psoilus, without any sediment, without any gashmizdik interests. That's the nekuda over here. So for the carbon mincha, that's fine. That was a different avodah of the carbon mincha. But the menorah that represented the Or HaTorah, the Chochmas HaTorah, the clarity of Torah that has to guide us throughout the generations, once there is sediment there, once there are side ingredients involved in Torah, there are side interests involved in Torah, that's not pure Torah, and Mimela, that cannot guide Klal Yisrael. This is why the Torah says, Ve'atot Tetzaveh, you should be the one commanding it. Moshe Rabbeinu, you are the symbol of purity in Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, any negiyos, any self-interest, he was totally mevatel himself for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Klal Yisrael, for the Tzibur. And next week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're not going to walk with us, if you're going to send the Malach, Mecheni no misifrach ha'sherkosavta, erase me from the Torah. Here you have Moshe Rabbeinu, that went through such Agmas Nefesh taking the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. He went through such Mesiris Nefesh going up to Har Sinai and getting the Luchos and bringing down the Torah. Yet he's willing to have his name erased from Kol HaTorah Kula for the sake of Klal Yisrael and for the sake of Hashem. That is someone who negates all of his self-interest for the sake of Torah, for the sake of Klal Yisrael. The Atot Tzabe, with your living, your way of life, by you showing the way, that in itself will be a command to the Bnei Yisrael of what the Shem Zayis is and what it has to represent. V'yikhu elecha, they should take it to you. Meaning, they should compare the Shemen of the Menorah to you. The same way you are pure, the same way you have no negiyos, the same way you are totally dedicated for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that same way, the Bnei Yisrael, they should learn from the Shemen Zayis. There is no self-interest. The Chazon Ish once said that by him is a davar barer, it's clear by him that the Ktzayis HaKoshin, Rav Aryeh Leib HaKoyin Shein, could not have had a taiva for Kugel. He couldn't have had a taiva for Kugel. Because if he would have, he wouldn't be able to produce that pure taira that he produced. Nothing wrong with Kugel. He says, there's nothing wrong with eating Kugel. You're balding. But for him to have been able to produce those chedushin that all of Klal Yisrael learns, he had to have been mufka, he had to have been removed from any gashmias the kinegias, any gashmias the kibbutzainis. That is what the Or HaTorah represents. The Or HaTorah, the Menorah, represents no psyllus, no scientist. The Menchaya, that already went out so machmir. But if you want that Or HaTorah to bring forth the Lahali Snare Tumid for eternity, and to survive every generation regardless of what the influences are, you cannot be influenced, you have to be pure. And you should make holy vestments, holy begodim, for Aaron your brother, for honor and for splendor. And you should speak to all of the wise men of heart. And they should make the begodim of Aaron to sanctify him so that he should serve me. So there's a question over here that the Mepharshim ask. In the beginning of the pasuk says, V'osisa bigdei kodesh la'aron achicha l'chavod u'l'sefaros. Mashmah, it's for honor, it's for glory, to give kavod to Aaron. Then it says, V'atot tedaber al chochach melei, you should make the begodim of Aaron to sanctify him so that he should be able to serve me. Is it for kavod or is it for sanctification? It's mashmah from the Torah, there's two different reasons over here. Which one is it? And why does the Torah mention both? So Rav Shimon Sofer, the son of the Chassam Sofer, he says one answer. And there's another teretz that I saw, a beautiful teretz, in the Sefer of Er HaTorah. Rav Shimon Sofer says like this. Both reasons are true. But depends who you're talking about. The Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Kama that Rav Yochanan used to call his clothing his kavod. His kavod is mechabed him. Why? Because b'fi hamayin am, amongst the nations, you wear a fancy suit. Ooh, ah, he's wearing a fancy suit. Look at that hat that he's wearing. In the eyes of the hamayin am, it's the Indian of kavod u'sefaros. But for those people that are deeper, they understand that there's deep connotations in the bigdei kahuna. They understand the special kedusha. They understand the special kavonis in each one of the begadim. For them, it takes on a totally different meaning. So further, Hamayin Am, the Torah says, "V'osisa bigdei kodesh la'aron achicha l'chavod u'l'sefaros." For the simple people, when they look at Aaron and they see these beautiful things, this beautiful clothing, it'll be chavod u'l'sefaros. They're going to be mashing it. Those that see beneath the surface, those that have an understanding, men of higher intellect, to them you should explain, it's lekachshay lechanei li. Every one of the begodim, as we'll see soon, had a separate meaning, had a separate taklis. Every one of the begodim was mechaper on a different chait, and everyone had his different lessons. Lechachmei leiv, that has a totally different meaning. For them, it's lekachshay, it sanctifies him, lechanei li. That's one shot, that's from Rav Shimon Sofer, the son of the Chassam Sofer. The Sefer Be'er HaTorah brings down a beautiful shot. The Gemara says in Masechtas Zvachim, that every one of the begodim was mechaper on a different aveira. I'm not going to go into now why it is like that, but every one of the begodim was mechaper on a different aveira. The ksainas, the shirt of the kohen, was mechaper on shvichas damim. Somebody killed b'shoigeg, the ksainas was mechaper on that. The nechnasayim, the pants, they were mechaper on gilui arayis. The mitznefes, the hat, that was mechaper on gaive, on gashas haruach. The avnet, the gartel that the kohen wore, that was mechaper on hirur alev if the person had bad machshavos. The choshen was mechaper if the Sanhedrin made a mistake in mishpat. The choshen mishpat was mechaper on kilkul hadin. The eifayt, that was the apron that the kohen gadol wore, that was mechaper on avodah zarah. The me'il, we'll speak about a little bit later on, the me'il was mechaper on Lashon Hara. And the tzitz, the kodesh l'Hashem that the kohen wore, that was mechaper on chutzpah. So every one of the megadim was mechaper on a different kind of an aveir. So Melech the Torah tells us like this, halavai, halavai, v'asisa b'gdei kodesh l'aron achicha l'chavod l'seforis. Halavai, there shouldn't be any aveiris, and halavai that the whole tachlis of the begodim should only be the chavod l'seforis. To those that understand, you should tell them, there are going to be aveiris, so for that you should know, l'katzei, it sanctifies him, l'chan, I need to serve me, to be mechaper for every one of these aveiris. The Torah l'chatchila expresses what ideally would be the situation, that it should only be for the chavod l'seforis, it should not be mechaper for aveiris. You should tell them that each one of the begodim is mechaper on a different one of the aveiris. The Samto Eshtei Ha'avonim al Kisfei So'efeit. There were two stones, the Avnei Shoyam, they were placed on the shoulder straps of the Efeit. Avnei Zikorein, stones of remembrance, L'Bnei Yisrael, for the Bnei Yisrael. The Malbim over here says, Amari de Kipshat. What is this Avnei Zikorein, L'Bnei Yisrael? Stones of remembrance. Zok to Malbim. That the Avnei Shoyam was a big schus for Klal Yisrael. On the Avnei Shoyam, we know that on one of the stones, there were six of these shvatim that were engraved in one of the stones. The other six shvatim were engraved on the other one of the stones. They're on opposite sides of the kohen gadol. They're looking at each other from different angles. That represents the different sorts of people in Klal Yisrael. Different sorts of people, they look at Yiddishkeit from different angles. But they're all attached by one ephod. The one kohen gadol, he wears them on both shoulders. He's one person wearing one beged. And all of the shvatim that serve Hashem from different angles, they all unite under the banner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ato echod, v'shimcha echod, umi ka'amcha Yisrael, goy echod ba'aretz. When we unite, when we are together under one banner, then the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miskaveh, and he also becomes one. When we're fighting with each other, when we're not together, when we're not respecting each other, so then the name of Hashem, Kaviyachal, is sort of like comes apart. So the Avnei Zikorein, it was masked the schus of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are one nation. Again, we're coming from different angles, we come from different backgrounds, there's different kinds of chinuch and different kinds of minhagim. We're all part of one ephod, on one person, under one banner. That's the Shechina, that's the Avnei Zikorein, L'Bnei Yisrael. There's another pshat that Avnei Zikorein, L'Bnei Yisrael, that these stones have to be a zecher for us. If we want to be able to survive throughout the generations, we have to be part of one banner, under one beged, we have to be ba'achdus. If we're not ba'achdus, if we fight with one another, if we don't respect each other, so then there's no kiyum for Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says, in Sefer Gittin, the famous Gemara, Akamtze ubar Kamtze chorva Yerushalayim. Because of the story of Kamtze and Bar Kamtze, Yerushalayim was destroyed. So the simple shot is, there was a man by the name of Kamtze, who was an enemy of the host, and he wanted Bar Kamtze to be invited, and by mistake Kamtze was invited. The story of Kamtze and Bar Kamtze destroyed, caused the destruction of Yerushalayim. The Maralmi Prag teaches, well, this is zikr true. The story is zikr true, and that was the straw that broke the camel's back. But there's a deeper meaning in Akamtzu bar Kamtzu, Chorvi Yerushalayim. Kamtzu is a group. Bar Kamtza is a smaller group. Klal Yisrael was divided into cliques, different groupings, and this one didn't respect this one, and this one didn't respect that one, and this group split up amongst themselves. There were these cliques, Akamtza Ubar Kamtza Chorvi Yerushalayim. Because of the breaking up of Klal Yisrael into little groups, that was the cause of the destruction of Yerushalayim. And the Maral explains that there was a major difference between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon, the strength of the Shekhinah came from above. There was a stark strength of Shekhinah from above. There was many Nisim. We had the Orin, the Kapayres, the Urim V'tumim, the fire of the Mizbeach, Mishmamish. It burnt with a tremendous Taikif. There the strength of the Shekhinah came from above. After Golus Babel, the 70-year Golus, the Shekhinah was no longer around the Bayis Sheni with the same Taikif. So what was the thing that gave the Shekhinah strength? The fact that we united, the fact that we were Ba'achdus. And in the beginning we were Ba'achdus, and we built the base of Mikdash together, and we have to fight against the Goyim. But what happened? If that's the whole source of the Shekhinah, once we break up, then the Shekhinah leaves. It wasn't strong there to begin with. The only thing that kept it there was the fact that we were united, we were Ba'achdus. So by the end of Bayis Sheni, after a whole long civil war that lasted over 100 years, and Klal Yisrael broke up into little groupings, that's what happened. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Bayis Sheni was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. This is the Avnei Zikaron L'Bnei Yisrael. We have to remember, this has to be a remembrance for us, L'Dor Doris, that we have to be united like in one beged, and we help each other out, and we respect each other. In the Choshen, there were 12 stones representing the 12 Shvatim. One of the rows of these stones was Tarshish Shoyham V'Yoshve. Three different kinds of stones. Chazal tell us that the stone of Yoshve was Keneged Binyamin. In the spot, that was the Avnei Meluim, it was put in the setting that was engraved with the name of Binyamin. The Balaturim says that the name Yoshve is Begematria with the Koilel, is Begematria 396, that's the same Gematria as Binyamin Ben Yaakov. So Yoshve represents the Shevet of Binyamin. There's an interesante Yerushalmi, a famous story. The Yerushalmi brings down that one time the Chachomim were looking for the Yoshve stone to be able to put into the Choshen. They couldn't find it anywhere. And they heard that there was this guy, Doma ben Nesina, that had the Yoshve stone. So they came to him, they were willing to offer him a hein rab for this stone. And he had it locked up in a box, but the key was under his father's pillow and his father was asleep. He didn't want to wake him up. And the Chachamim were forced to leave. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whilst the schar that he was so mekayem the mitzvah to keep it over aim, the next year he gave him a parah aduma, which was also worth a hein rab, and he was able to make a profit on that. So it's interesting, the Meshech Chachma says that Punk, the stone of Yoshve, the stone of Binyamin, was involved in an inyan of Kibbut Ov Ve'en. What's the connection between Binyamin and Kibbut Ov Ve'en? Because Binyamin was the only one of the Shvatim that didn't go against his father's Ratzin. The other Shvatim, they sold Yosef. And Yosef, in a way, was responsible for his Mechira. Binyamin was the only one that was Naki from the Pagam of not serving his father properly. He was the only one that didn't go against his father's Ratzin. So Menele Binyamin, his stone was Yoshve, and this mice of Kibbut Ov Ve'en came about because of the stone of Yoshve. This pshat is said, beautiful pshat, said by the Meshech Chacham. The Torah goes on to say, V'lo yizach ha-choshen me'al ha-eifed. The eifed was the apron that the Kohen Gadol wore, with the two shoulder straps, with the two stones, the Avnei Shayam. On top of that was the breastplate. The Torah tells us that the Choshen should never get removed, it should never get loosened from the Eifed. Those two things have to remain together, it should never get loosened. What's the pshat? Why is the Torah so makbid that these two begodim have to go hand in hand? The two separate begodim. So why does the Torah give us a special warning? The breastplate should never be removed from the ephod. I once heard a Meir Dikib Shat. The ephod, as we just mentioned, had the stones on the shoulders of the Kohen Gadol, the stones with the engravement of the names of the Shvatim. The Choshen had the names of the Shvatim on his heart with the name of Hashem. The Torah is teaching us a lesson over here. The Kohen had the Bnei Yisrael on his shoulders. That means he carried the burden of the Bnei Yisrael through his Avodah, through his Tfilos, through teaching them the Torah, through trying to negotiate, to make sure there was Shalom between them. He had the Shvatim on his shoulders. When is it possible to have the Tzrachim of Bnei Yisrael on your shoulders when you have them on your heart? It goes hand in hand. You have to have them on your heart, and then you'll be able to carry the burden of the Bnei Yisrael on your shoulders. But if you don't carry them on your heart, you don't really care about them, then all of this is a burden, and you're not going to be able to handle the burden. This is why the Torah tells us, they both have to go hand in hand. In order to be able to carry the burden of the Bnei Yisrael, you have to carry them first in your heart. So beautiful Maisa. In the book All for the Boss, Yaakov Yosef Herman, Moshe the Tzaddik, he lived in Eretz Yisrael b'Seif Yomav, and his trademark, the family trademark, was that they used to be machmas areyach mitshayach. He used to have a table full of archim, 20 archim of Shabbos, 30 archim of Shabbos. So in his later years, when he was in Eretz Yisrael, he saved up money little by little to buy himself a tishbekish, a special Suda Bekish Shilakovit Shabbos, to be Machabed the Shabbos. And finally, the week arrived when he was able to buy it, and he sat by the table, very happy with it, to be Machabed the Indian of Kovit Shabbos. And his son, Lachem David, who was himself a big guy and a tzaddik, is sitting by his side. And Shabbos afternoon by the Suda, he's dishing out the cholent, you know, for the guests from the pot, he's dishing it out. There was one fellow there that was Nebuch Natan Ganson there. And when he receives his bowl of cholent, he looks at it and he says, "Ugh, I don't like this cholent. It's not a good portion." And he flings it, plop, smack onto the tishbekish of Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Herman's brand new tishbekish. If it would be you, it wouldn't be that funny. So his son Rabbi Nachum David was mamash seething. He was a tzaddik. He was seething. And the fellow storms out. So Yaakov Yosef runs after him. He comes back a few minutes later with his hand around his shoulder. He says, "Listen, don't worry. You can have whichever chunk you want here. You could pick out your own portion. And, you know, it's not good to get overheated or whatever." And he gave him a handkerchief to wipe off his sweat. And he calmed him down. The violence of Nachum David, mamash, you know, usually a kid for the covet of his father, you know, he's very upset. So after everybody left, Nachum David asks his father, he says, "Papa," he says, "Savlonus ad heichan. How far does Savlonus have to go? This was beyond everything. Ad heichan, how much do you require to be saved?" So he answered back, Nachum David, "With his ahava, then there's no need for savlonus. If you love someone, if you care about someone, it's not hard to shoulder the burden. It's not called savlonus." This is what he told him. And he meant it, v'kol movin amila. That's mamish the word that the Torah is telling us over here. V'lo yizach ha-choshen me'ala eifoit. The choshen and the eifoit go hand in hand. When you have the shifta Yisrael on your heart, and you love them and you care about them, then there's no big deal to carry them on your shoulders. You know, that comes me'ala. That's mamish this ma'isa upgeteicht over here. On the tzitz is the plate, the gold plate that the Kohen Gadol wore on his head, where it said Kodesh LaShem. It says on the tzitz, Pituche Choysam, Kodesh LaShem. An engravement sealed in, Kodesh LaShem. So the Vilna Gaon over here says, a Amiri de Kiremes. We learned it in Masechtas Tainus, we said the Remez in the Gemara, it's again this week's parasha. The Gemara says in Masechtas Tainus, Gimel Mavteichos B'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are three keys that are in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu only. What are they? The key to the Oitzer of rain. He never gave that over to anybody. The key to the Oitzer of the dew that's going to be Mechayim Mesa, Klal Yisrael, and also the key to a mother's womb. Those three keys are Bidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not given over to any person. Zakta Vilna Gaon, that those three things are merumas over here in this pasuk. Pituche Choysam, Kodesh LaShem. Pituche Choysam, Pituche is the Machteichos, the keys of Choysam, that's chaya, that's a woman that gives birth. Tchias ha-meisim is the tov, and mem is mota. Pituchei choysam, kodesh l'Hashem, that's designated only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody else has that keys. Has those keys. So I was thinking to myself, usually when there's a remez in the Torah for something, it has shaykhs with that particular thing. What do the keys to these three things have shaykhs to the inyan of the tzitz? What is the connection? So it could be, we know that the tzitz was on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol. The forehead of the Kohen Gadol represents intellect. And that is why Chazal say that the tzitz was meratza on azus metzah. It was meratza on boldness, on chutzpah. Sometimes a person thinks he knows better than anybody else, and he becomes a balgaivinik because of it. So the tzitz was meratza on that. It was on the forehead, the place of intellect, to be mechaper on people that think that their intellect is better than anybody else. In today's day and age, when man thinks that he's so mefutach, he's so developed in all knowledge and all chachmas, there's more apikayos in the world today than there ever was. And it's hainuach, it's gufa because of that. Because man thinks that his intellect is so great, because he thinks that he's so developed and he's so advanced in technology and science and medicine, mainly he thinks, aniva avsi oid, and I don't have to be machmiya myself to anybody, to any higher force. In America, the minute they talk about religion, they get violent. If there's a judge in the Midwest that puts up luchais in his courtroom, a goyish judge, they fought against it tooth and nail, chas malahaskir, to be maskir a higher force, chas v'shalom. Why? Because they believe that they know everything, and if they know everything, we are the masters of our destiny, and mamela, we don't have to worry about a higher force. So for that, the Torah tells us, bedafka on the tzitz that represents the kapore for the guide of the intellect, pituchei choysam kodesh l'Hashem. There are three keys that are in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the biggest proof that you're helpless klapi Hashem. Chaya, that's the meaning of giving birth. Tichai, tchia, tchias ha-meisim, mutter is the whole key to parnosah. These are things in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the simonim. They're not given over to Bnei Adam. Bnei Adam are totally completely in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One more short word. It's a pelet dekizach that the Mizbeach HaZohav, the Mizbeach HaKtayris, is mentioned in this week's parasha. Not in last week's parsha. Last week's parsha speaks about the Mishnah and all of the Kalim. It speaks about the Aron, the Menorah, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach Hagama. This week's parsha speaks about the Menorah and the Begadim, and then after the Begadim, it first starts speaking about the Mizbeach Hazor. Why is that? It's totally out of place. So the Ramban asks this question. The Ramban says that the Mizbeach Hazor, the Mizbeach HaKtayres, is there only after the Shechina arrives into the Beis HaMikdash. That's the purpose of the Mizbeach HaZohav. Why? All of the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash with the Begadim, they were a means of the Shechina resting within Klal Yisrael in the Mishkan. But because the Shechina rests in the Mishkan, things get a lot tougher for us. It's a lot easier to be Pegeya in the covenant of Hashem Yisbarach once the Shechina is there. After the Shechin is here, we need the Mizbeach HaKtayris to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Torah is telling us over here, you should know that the Shechin in the Beis HaMikdash comes with the responsibility. And after the Shechin is here, it's a lot easier to get Hashem angry. For that, you're going to need a special Mizbeach as a result to be Mechaper. The Ramban says, it says in the Pasuk by the Kohanim, Yosimu Ketayra Ba'apecha. They place Ketayras, literally it means in your nostrils, but the Ramban teaches it to mean from Charoin Af. Where the Shechina is present, it's very easy to be Pegeya in the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only then that you need that Mizbeach HaKtayras to be Mechaper from the Avos that we do in not giving the proper covenant. A good Shabbos, everybody. Thank you.